96 FM. It's love time.
98 FM.
I see colors, I see light. Standing back, I see the picture come to life. Is this your kingdom? Is this your home? Or is this where you come when you're
Silence Says It All, the debut song, about to be re-released, and it was written and performed by local boy Stuart Carr, who's with me right now in the Phoenix FM towers. So welcome to Phoenix FM, Stuart.
That's great.
I'll probably say welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back.
No, you've been here a couple of times, haven't you?
Yes, I have, yeah.
Now, as I just mentioned, you're basically a local boy from Southend who spent most of your musical career in writing material and then crossing the threshold into performing, and I'd really like to get directly down to what you've been doing in the past few years, but before that, I wanted to briefly ask you about your formative years in music, because as I understand it, soon after being given a guitar at the age of 15, you started writing music. By 18, you'd been apprenticed to hit songwriters Arnold Martin and Morrow, and by 19, you'd also had your first hit in Quebec and France. And by 1975, at the tender age of 21, sounds like this is your life, doesn't it? You were working with David Walker, Phil Wayman and John Goodison, plugging and writing songs for the likes of Mud, Sweet and the Bay City Rollers. So I've just got to ask you, how on earth you achieved that? Because I have to assume you didn't just bang on the door and hope for the best, because they might have just told you to go forth and multiply. So what actually happened?
Well, I did get the guitar when I was 15, and my parents paid for guitar lessons.
Yeah.
And the guy kept phoning up, complaining, saying, every week I came back, just making up songs, right? Just yeah. started making up songs. The guy made, you know, like, you're wasting your money here.
Yeah.
He's not interested in being a great musician, just I kept making songs up.
Yeah.
And I was influenced by the Beatles and people like that. And then I did send my songs round, and I think someone in the family knew someone.
Ah,
and, yeah,
that's the secret.
It is really, but that wasn't so much it. They thought my songs were good.
Yes, of course.
And they said, come and work with us and plug for us, which was really hard going to the BBC and walking around with their stuff. And I just wanted to emulate them, really.
Yeah.
And, you know, write songs and have hit songs if I could.
Now, OK, you've admitted that you did have a contact there. But what would you recommend anybody now who wanted to try and get into the business? What would they do?
I think people do recognise talent, so just send it round, you know, get in touch with labels and producers. And they are all looking out for people.
Hmm.
So I didn't have massive contacts in it, but then people picked up on a couple of little demos I'd done.
Yeah.
And, you know, people will recognise talent.
So you really need to do some demos and whack them out
and
whatever.
Yeah, you do, which people can do at home now quite easily.
Oh, really? You do it at home? You don't need to go into a studio and have
so
it
not so much, because you've got all the different studios on the webs now, and, you know, and on your laptops you can do it.
So now, that's great. In a minute or two, I want to come on to the artists that you've worked with on The X Factor, etc. First off, I'd just like to get your opinion on the worth of such shows as X Factor and Britain's Got Talent and all that. Do you think that's still worth doing?
Oh, I think it's great. I mean, I never had the guts to do it. I think it's amazing to go there. It keeps going because people keep going for the auditions.
Yeah,
that's
why.
I don't know how long it's going to go on for now, but basically, yeah, to have the guts to get up there and do it and not be, you know, feel terrible if they tell you and you're not good. It takes a lot of guts to do it, actually.
I think it does, that's
so
right.
So it's worth doing, always.
Yeah.
Always
now,
a chance.
I have to tell you, I've cheated something rotten this week because I didn't know I was going to be doing this show today. And then I heard that you were coming in, and we have with us a work experience lady who's Paige Ingram. And since she said to me, I want to do journalism, etc., I said, here you are. We've got this guy, Stuart's coming in. So come on, you've got to pen some questions. And you've got done some, haven't you?
Yeah.
You got straight at it. She
That's
was bashing away here.
Yeah,
so come on, you've got some questions. Throw them in.
Right, so this is jumping the gun a bit. Yeah. But Johnny Robinson was one of the two X Factor contestants you worked with.
Yes.
And he actually performed one of your singles live on ITV this morning. So how did that come about, and how did you feel about that?
No, I was really pleased. Basically, I became a writer-producer for Rollover Studios. Just last 2 years I had a hit with All About Us with the Saturdays. And I did write with the producer of that, Ollie Jacobs. But I phoned up the management company. We did Peter Andre, lots of different people at this stage. You know,
We were
the very big studio. And anyone can phone up and say, no, I work with Gary Barlow. Anyone can say that. but they, you know.
It's got to be really cheeky.
Yeah, but they can look us up, and they heard the songs and everything, and they knew it was genuine. And I got onto the management company. I said, I've written this. It's called It's Christmas Time Again, which was, they played here, thanks very much, and all over the country.
I actually
it was
talked
a swing
to Johnny
song.
Robinson, and we played it when we did it,
Oh, great. Thank you. it's a swing song. And when I saw X Factor, I saw, you know, he came on, he had his, you know, he looked like someone that, from the street, as he admitted, and he was a surprise one.
Yeah.
And I got in touch with him, and I sent them a song. I said, well, he could do it. He had a good voice. He had a very good voice.
Hmm.
And, I recorded him. And then he was presenting a bit on ITV. That was one of the things. So I got in touch with them. They said, yeah, we'd love to have him come on and do it.
Mm.
So it was brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. Did it live. And not many people go on TV live.
Mm.
You know, it's hard.
And I
he did
imagine.
It absolutely live, and I had to sort it all out with ITV. It was excellent.
What's he Christmas doing now, film. Do you know?
Oh, I think he's got different club songs he does.
Yeah.
And, different songs out, really.
Now, okay, you've touched on Johnny Robinson, but you also, of course, were working big time with Ridigan, and I think this really sort of leads on to your singing career.
Yeah, because the song you've just played, Silence Says It All, was meant for Ridigan. I met him
Yeah.
And that was in a restaurant, so no one gave me any leads there. I literally stopped in as he walked by, and I said, again, I said, I'm with Rollover Studios, you've got Peter Andre. Oh, send me, da, da, da. And I sent him something, he didn't do it, but he was friendly and everything.
Hmm.
And so I thought, well, I'd have a go, and that's how I did that. And now I saw 2 years ago, Ridium was actually on a poster at one of the stations in London.
Yeah.
He had our classical album at number one. So I got in touch with the management again.
Yes.
And Ridium phoned me, he remembered me, because he came down to the studio at the
yes.
time. And he said, do you really want to sign for the Rugby World Cup? And we spent a year, well, not whole year, but obviously it took a year to get this song out. Another song called Come On Ye Faithful, which is now on his album right now.
Mm.
He did an album for the Rugby World Cup last year. So I've got two tracks on his album right now, which is nice.
Great stuff.
Yeah. And we were writing for, he was in France, and we were on the phone working out parts of the song through the phone.
Did you find it difficult to make the transition from the low-profile background at the back of the house, as it were, to actually coming out and performing front of the house?
Well, I'm still quite nervous to do live things. You know, I'm a studio guy mainly, but I have done live gigs.
So you still get nerves?
I do, but I'm so used to being in studios, so I was doing a lot of session work.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't too bad because I was used to recording my demos and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have been out on little tours and things, and so, yeah, it's quite hectic.
I can imagine.
Yeah, it is. It's quite.
Now, we've gotten another song that you've recorded, but it's only got, well, a piano backing. But before we play it, would you like to tell us a little bit about it? Because actually, I don't think it sounds like it's just a piano, it sounds a lot fuller sound to me.
I call Unplugged, because at the moment we might do a proper whole version of it, but I love the Unplugged versions. We spend ages in studios, weeks, whatever, ploughing on these big productions, and sometimes, and it's going back to what you said before, people can tell if they like a song without it being stripped up, so people should just do an ordinary demo, voice, piano, someone on the guitar, and people will pick it up if they like the song.
Mm.
So this is an Unplugged version of it.
And what's it called?
It's called Day of Our Lives.
I can see a miracle. The world outside is there for all, and dreams will be our guide along the way. We must try to understand that destiny is in our hands, and time will tell if we are made to pay. Can't you feel the strength to fly? Don't you let this chance go by. This could be the day of our life. This could be the moment you cling to. Don't you know the way to rise up high is a light that shines so bright? I'll be coming home to you. When the crowds have gone away, the world becomes an empty stage, and life goes on around us everywhere. Well, don't you have the will to strive? Take the pain inside, failure so within, with pride, till it all seems right. This could be the day of our lives. This could be the moment you cling to. Don't you know the way to rise up high? That shines so bright, I'll be coming home to you. Mm.
coming home to you.
Well, I think that sounds sensational as it is, but you think you're going to do it as a as another, what you would call a plugged version, is that right?
Yeah, plugged one, a bit fuller, actually, yeah.
I think that sounds great.
Now,
look, perhaps we could just go back to the writing aspect for a moment. Do you write the melody or the lyrics first? And do you have, well, I guess a preferred genre is kind of ballad?
Yeah, I mean, I do the music first, I've got to be honest with you. And then yeah. I put funny words on that you walking down the road or, you know, having a bath, something ridiculous, but it springs off the tune. Then I do the lyrics afterwards.
Right. Now, of course, we've heard recently about a number of artists being sued for copying a chord from an already known melody, but there's so much music out there that when you're listening to music, it must be almost impossible not to copy somebody's chord somewhere, isn't it? How do you avoid that?
You're allowed about four bars or whatever, but when you write something, you have to. I do sit down and say, is this a blatant ripoff of something else? I've had to throw things away that are, but there are so many.
How do you check it? How do you test it?
Well, I just go over it and over it and see if I can. It sounds like something else, but there are such blatant ripoffs that people aren't really doing anything about it, you know. So the recent one I'm surprised really for the recent one, because there's so many other songs that you can actually sing along to something else.
And yes.
Exactly the same sort of melody. So a lot of people do that. But you do, lots of things are familiar, but as long as you don't have too much of it, a couple of bars, whatever, that's okay, it's allowed. When you start doing a whole chorus, which is blatantly someone else's, then it can cause problems.
Right. Now, do you have a new single or album coming out soon? What about tours?
Yeah, we're hoping to. One of my main musicians, a guy called Paul Hirsch, who's been on tour with Chris Rea.
Yeah.
And he was with Status Quo.
Yes.
He's the main guy with me in the band. So we are planning later on to do in the year to come around, probably locally around here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, London and around here, do a little few gigs and things. So that would be very good.
Do you go further afield, right across the country?
We will do eventually.
Right.
And a lot of the stations want me to, you know, because they play a lot of my stuff all the way around the country. So, you know, he's obliged to do that. But, yeah, hopefully we will be.
Tiring, I would imagine.
It is. It's all the planning of it live, you know.
Now, Paige, I think you've got another question at this point. Do you not? I don't know what it is.
No, you don't. I did some research, and your latest release might be played on the BBC Match the Day coverage of the Euros. How did that come about?
Well this is incredible, because I've never met the producer of Match of the Day, but I've been in touch with him over the years.
Yeah.
Every time I've had something I thought was football, you know, and it's got quite friendly with me over there. And the latest one, the backing track is really good at the end when all the trumpets come in for commentary. So I tested it out, put some football commentary on it, and it's just perfect. So I sent an edited version, not with me singing, just from the third verse onwards.
What's this called?
Is this the way?
Oh, it is that one.
Yeah,
oh, right,
it's this
right.
So I sent it to Match of the Day, and the guy apparently it's in the file to maybe play on a clip through the Euros. I'm still waiting, but they didn't throw it out. He said, you know, they do lots of little clips, don't they, when they're showing goals?
That's right, they do
interviews. And from the last chorus, when I think you're going to play it in a minute,
we are indeed.
From the last chorus, it really hots up to this. You can really imagine the football commentary when they're screaming about goals.
Great.
So, so it's still in a pipeline. Well, it's happening at the moment. So I never know. They might pull a clip out of that one.
Well, look, thanks very much indeed for talking to us today. But before you go, you've got to tell people how they can find out more about you and all of your future plans.
Yeah, I mean, you can look on my web, which is www.stuartcarr.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also on YouTube, so if you look at Stuart Carr on YouTube, you can see some of the videos, and you can see the Christmassy one and stuff like that.
Great
and
stuff.
And other songs.
Well, good luck with all of that. Now, as you say, we're going to play this new song of yours, so would you like to introduce it?
I would. I want to say thank you to Phoenix FM, as usual, because you've been fantastic.
It's our pleasure.
You've always played my songs, so really, always been behind me, that's great. And this one called Is This The Way?
Thank you.
I was in Why did it slip away? Don't let me down, don't let me go again. There's a lot of things I need to know. Is this the way to love? Is this the way to cry? Is this the moment? Can't you see it in my eyes? Is this the life we choose, or just for us to lose? But I keep holding on for always to be with you. I played the lawman, climbed a high mountain, raced in the fast. The moment, can't you feel it deep inside?